Web Guy, Christmas is just around the corner. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm ready. We both have gone on record saying we pretty much love Christmas.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Couple of Christmas fans right here.
The only stressful thing for me is shopping. I find that I take too long in a shopping centre and I just get drained and off it all, whereas I should go and just do short bursts. But apart from that, yeah, I like Christmas.
Yeah, the shopping is a struggle. And I would not rate myself the greatest kind of gift guy. You know, like, I struggle coming up with the perfect gift. Some people are just great at it, it seems. And probably maybe because they just work hard at it. Maybe they're just really thoughtful. They just really know the people that are close to them and know spot on what they want. But I tend to just scratch my head a bit. Like,
I know my partner's left a few of my thoughtful gifts still in the box. So, and no offense to her, it's just obviously poor selection of gifts.
Regift.
Yeah, probably a case for that.
The only thing that makes me feel a little bit better is I don't even know what to tell. I don't even know what gift suggestions to make for myself. Like, if someone asks me what I think I might like, I don't even know what I would want.
I've got very boring over the last few years. Our family actually do compile sort of a few suggestions, a list of suggestions of what could be good for Christmas. And generally, they're things that I haven't been bothered to go and buy myself. So, you know, it can be socks or a new pen or anything. A wallet, a belt.
A waistcoat.
A waistcoat. A waistcoat, yes.
Galoshes.
Fob watch.
Well, how about this is a new strategy. Maybe we could both get on board with. These are the terrible Christmas gift ideas. So let's just whittle away the bad ones.
Yes, please.
And then, you know, whatever you're left with after that, get that, I guess. So if it's not on the list, get it.
Or buy these for your enemies.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
That's if you want to go that far. And you're rich.
Well, tell me if you've ever bought any of these.
No, no.
These are terrible Christmas gift ideas. Bath products.
Bath products.
So the reasoning here is there's a fine line between sending a message of treat yourself versus you need this. The gift expert quoted in this story, getting around this week, says the way to get around it, if you are going to give a bath product, just kind of spell it out that I'm not giving this to you because you have a problem with your stench. So the expert says, with a beautifully written note, the sentiment and warmth comes through. So you just
got to say, well, this is to pamper yourself for.
That's right.
Rather than clean up, stink boy.
Seems like a popular one, though. Like, people buy bath products, don't they? Like,
well, I guess they look presentable. And there's an image that having a long, luxurious bath is what we do to relax. Maybe more for ladies.
I think it's what people in movies do to relax. Is anyone in real life?
I don't know.
All right. Another terrible gift idea. Chilled wine. Okay? Don't get someone chilled wine. This is funny. If you bring chilled wine to give to someone, what they say here is it looks like you're saying you want them to, like, serve it. So, like, you're giving it to them because you just want to have some.
Well, yeah.
Fair point. Seems obvious. The chore tools, these include vacuums, ladders, lawn mowers. They all imply that your partner needs to do more around the house.
I feel I used to do that a lot with my mum before I realised that's what I was doing.
You get her just stuff like
but
that?
But she would sort of say, oh, you know, I need an iron or something.
Oh, you got your mum an iron for Christmas.
I can't remember, but she has in the past put practical gifts in. But now I realise I'd prefer to get her something that's a bit more just for her.
Some people's suggestions you have to ignore because that's her just trying to be, you know, she's just trying to be humble about it. Like, no, son, you know, you don't have to get me anything actually good. Just get me a chore tool. And you've gone, yeah, all right, fine.
This wasn't supposed to make me look bad, but go on.
Oh, here's probably another obvious one. If you've got a new partner, steer clear of extravagant gifts. Don't bust out expensive jewellery or a week-long holiday or something. Apparently that just puts a whole lot of pressure on the whole thing.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Would be the...
Yeah, don't do that. Here's one that probably everyone's done. Everyone's got someone else a gift card.
Yes.
Apparently that's a terrible Christmas gift idea. Here's the quote. We love to open boxes and gifts. A gift card doesn't hold the same kind of energy and enthusiasm. This expert suggests if you are going to give someone a gift card, even as something as simple as just putting it in this is a dumb idea, but if you got someone a coffee shop gift card,
mm-hmm.
give it to them inside a coffee mug.
Okay, visual, something
yeah.
quantitative that they go, oh, yeah. I got a mug and I got a gift voucher. Yes.
Yeah, so then the card is like just the kicker, like, oh, yeah.
Now, here's a different angle to that one. My sister's very environmentally aware,
mm-hmm.
and we did a chip in for someone for a present. And we did say, let's get a gift voucher because we know where they want to buy this thing, but yeah. they want to pick it themselves.
Yeah.
But she said, I'd rather not, you know, add more plastic to the system.
Mm.
I'll just give you the cash.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because where do those things go? They just end up in like a dolphin's spout hole.
Yeah. And there are, and I shouldn't have laughed. That was just a sort of visual thing. But.
Yes. No, that's, it's serious.
And the other thing is there's just so many stats of how many gift cards go unused.
Mm, yeah, we've talked about that.
Mm.
That's a scandal happening there. Let's look at some of the really obvious terrible ideas, which are great. Just confirm with us we won't get this, and here's one. Terrible gift idea, body control garments.
You couldn't body even say it without laughing.
Body control garments. That's sort of like, I guess it's like the Spanx.
Oh,
you know, like
gotcha.
It's almost like a compression thing, like that you would slip on and it like squashes your body into shape, I guess. I don't know.
Chafing shorts or something.
I guess maybe they would fall under the umbrella, but I mean, of course that's going to be a terrible gift idea, isn't it? No one is buying that. I mean,
it's implied. There's something implied there. Unless you could write, it would have to be a hell of a warm note to dig yourself out of that one. Like they were talking about the bath, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this one.
No, yeah.
I want you to feel good about yourself. Squeeze your body into a tiny little tube of stretchy material.
You'd have to be spin master of the universe to get away with that. Here's another shocker, gym membership. Yeah, don't buy someone a gym membership.
No, because the onus is very much on you. Not only could it be taken the wrong way, but the onus is very much on you to make the most of it. Like,
yeah.
It shouldn't be thrust upon you.
No. God, and it's just
you've got a need to want to go to the gym.
A present is something that's just a bit, you know, I don't know. I like to think of it as something you wouldn't have necessarily got yourself.
Mm, that's a good point.
Don't get really personal presents for your boss. Here's the examples they point out. Don't get your boss cologne, a massage gift certificate, or clothing. It can make it seem you're closer than you are. Just something I could never imagine doing that.
No.
Boss, here's a massage voucher.
I would. I definitely think about those things when I give a gift. Is this too too much?
Yeah. What's the message? What's the subtext here? What this expert says is, if when it comes to a gift for your boss, the best way to do it is an office pool. So it's not just a present from you.
Mm.
It's like a bit of a group of you. Here you go, boss.
The only problem with that, though, if you want to sort of show that you're someone a bit above the rest.
Oh, so you use gift giving as opportunity to just climb a little higher up.
Hey,
the corporate
ladder. I'm not saying no. Well, I don't give any. I've never given a boss anything except my hard work and dedication. That's my gift.
Last one. One that's a shocking gift idea. Not necessarily have struck me as a terrible one, but slow cooker. Apparently a bad idea. Giving someone and not even just a slow cooker. The expert says giving someone a crock pot or a book on how to cook meals in a crock pot is as if their cooking is so bad that you want them to just toss things in a pot to make it edible.
No.
And then he says that's not a present. That's passive aggressive. Ooh.
See, I guess all of these are, based on just giving a gift randomly. But if you knew someone was really into their cooking and had sort of sounded out that, I want to try and make a few more stews this winter.
Yes, well, then maybe you get away with it. But just, like a slow cooker just cold out of the blue.
Yeah, this is true. Well, maybe. Good luck with your Christmas shopping with the remaining few days left.
I'm going to have to take a lot of stuff back, get a lot of refunds now that I've read this list. I wish I had looked at it sooner.
And I will take Mum's ironing board back.
Touchy subject this week, Newsman. Let's see if we can discuss this one in a mature, enlightened way without being offensive.
More than our normal skin deep sort of
debate
and conversation.
Yeah, a real hefty subject. one we may not even have any right to talk about, but...
But let's bear all. Let's talk about it.
The call went out this week. Here was the headline. Hot Aussie men wanted for nude calendar. So...
Was that sent directly to you or...?
It appeared in my Facebook feed.
Okay.
It was a news story. And what it was all about was apparently there's a famous calendar in the UK, something like the University of Warwick, have a rowing club that produce a annual nude calendar. All men, all nude, and all incredibly fit.
Right. They're rowers.
Yeah, did I mention they're rowers?
Yeah. So you can imagine, they'd burn a lot of calories. They'd be nice and strong.
Strapping young men. Yeah, no one that you would describe as, what's the polite way to put it? Less in shape. 2017 is ridiculous. It's hard to talk about anything.
Without offending someone.
Without saying the wrong thing. So a couple of weird things about this.
So they want to do something similar in Australia.
They're bringing it to Australia.
Right.
And they need fit male rowers to put their hand up to take their clothes off and be photographed.
Are they on the boats or are they just in all sorts of...
No, it's just artistic. They're just,
legitimate nude calendar.
Yeah, with maybe a fig leaf in front of the...
Right, so not full frontal, discreet...
Well, you can see everything.
Doesn't matter.
You can see everything except the money shot, maybe you'd call it. I don't know. So, first of all, I mean, these nude calendars. How many good cause nude calendars can there be? It feels like every week there's another group doing it.
You know why they're successful?
Sex sells?
Yes. But apart from internet porn where you can, I guess, look at it in your own home in privacy, buying pornography is frowned upon. So by supporting something and it's a little bit covered up.
Now, I should stress these calendars aren't pornography.
No, that's what I'm saying is that people realise that porn is not really acceptable in outwardly in society.
Yeah.
So this is a chance to go, well, it's all a bit of fun, but really you're almost looking at, you know.
Oh. It's nudity. It's nudity hiding behind a good cause.
Yes.
Because you don't see, you know, like you don't see cigarette companies doing a nude calendar or casinos doing a nude calendar.
Mm.
You don't even see, you know, you don't even see stockbrokers getting together to do a nude calendar. It's always a good cause.
Mm.
I don't know what this University of Warwick cause is. It's something good. Who cares? Anyway, what about the fireman calendars? That feels like one of the maybe original or one of the early mobs to get on board this. And they're not nude calendars, but it's like a fireman with at least his shirt off.
Yeah, it's always that perception that women like that strong hero type character. I think it is. Yeah, the fantasy for women.
And clearly that offends us because we don't fit that fantasy.
No, I could not.
Personally.
I could not hold a... I'm not even... See, wherever I go, it's just going to sound bad.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them when they sell these fireman calendars in shopping centres?
No, I haven't.
Like they have guys manning the stall, approaching people to like spruik these things.
Mm.
And it's like pretty... aggressive is not the right word. It's pretty like front foot stuff. Like they accost you. And get you to, you know, I sometimes wonder, are these guys even actual firefighters?
Yeah.
They act like, I don't know, you know, weirdos is what they act like. You know, like schmoozers paid to work at a club, you know, like professional drinkers.
Giving out drink cards.
Yeah, that kind of weirdo thing. I think of a fireman. I think of like a, you know, pillar of the community. Not some like 19-year-old, like, knob, like getting in people's faces at Westfield. Anyway.
So what are you, I mean, what are you pulling out of all this that they're of a time gone by, the nude calendars, or
you're just, I'm not sure.
You're just sick of them?
No, just I'm just channeling some of the online backlash. Basically, the bulk of online comments posted about this sort of this story is, well, you know, where are the feminists now? Like, why do people get up in arms about, you know, the female, is exploitation the right word? I don't know. You know, like, I think Zoo magazine was one example that was pointed out, was shut down. You know, it's a relic, it's old, you know, that's not modern day, like women in the skimpy outfits, blah blah. You get a big backlash against that kind of stuff, but then this one where it's, man, you know, well, is it wrong? Does anyone care? Whose job is it to say it is wrong? Because there's also a bit of a thing, well, I don't know. You know, obviously there was years of like just male chauvinism.
Mm.
Is there just a little period of, you know, making up for that era where it's just like, okay, well, now it's bloke's turn to be objectified?
You know what? I think part of the thing is, though, that if you're a big, ripping, muscly guy, you like to be sexualized, unlike women who want to be seen as the full package. I think men don't mind taking off their clothes and being just...
Okay.
They're just out there just saying, take a photo of me. I want you to look at me and think I'm sexy.
Yeah.
That's my call on many of... Men don't mind it. Men don't...
Maybe this is giving us the insight into why, you know, all the old-fashioned, you know, lad mag stuff is not good, because it's not the women that get featured in those magazines that are necessarily the victims of it, although maybe they are, but it's like the women that are thought to not be up to standard to even make it into that kind of magazine. Maybe that's what was wrong with it all along.
Yeah, but do you would you look at these calendars and feel bad about yourself?
Well, personally, no.
No,
because I think I could probably actually. I'm actually wondering if maybe I won't apply to be in the Warwick University rowing calendar.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, see, and I think that's perhaps men just are a bit more comfortable with.
I'm gonna feature in the scrawny edition.
That's right. It's like one per week, one picture per week. It's so skinny.
Oh, that's a horrible mental image. Anyway, I guess, you know, the proof will be in the sales numbers. If this is a good idea, then they'll probably sell a fortune of them. And if it is wrong, then people won't buy it, I guess. Let the market decide, perhaps.
We've mentioned Christmas presents earlier. Maybe that's something for someone.
Yep. You. Fancy yourself, newsman, as a bit of an armchair detective?
Oh, I like to speculate about things, web guy. What are you?
I like the idea. I like the idea of being a detective. You know, like finding the clues, piecing the puzzle together, cracking the case, scanning the bottom of the mystery.
A lot of gory stories that we look at during news bulletins, we do a lot of discussion. We're talking about who did it, why did they do it. It can be very interesting, a little bit creepy, but interesting all the same.
Yeah, the part that ruled me out of that career is the gore.
The gore?
They face up to some awful stuff. Probably couldn't stomach it myself, but I like the idea of getting to the bottom of what this is, a bizarre situation. Let's work out what's going on. And I ask you, newsman, and our wonderful listeners, put on your Sherlock Holmes cap, work out what's going on here. I think this relates to news in Canada, which I think they've been aware of this for a long time, but I think the rest of the world, certainly me, is only just starting to catch on to this now. They have, in their winters, they quite regularly in Canada have human feet wash up onto their beaches.
Human feet?
Mm.
No body, just feet.
Well, just a foot even.
One
they usually
foot.
Just turn yeah, up of course. One at a time.
I guess unless they're banded together for neatness.
Yes, no, just solo, just one foot. And always in a shoe. the shoe washes up with the foot in it. I think that's important because the shoe is what sort of apparently keeps it buoyant or floating.
Maybe together as well. Maybe. Fish can't eat it.
Yep. Anyway, this week, the 13th foot washed up on a Canadian shore since 2007.
This is horrific. I apologise if anyone heard me sort of tittering with laughter there, but it's just so bizarre, isn't it?
It's got me stumped.
That's good.
Yeah, I didn't even mean that. Here's a quote from a local. He owns a cafe near where the most recent foot was found. He says, as I said, this has been going back since 07. At the beginning, it seemed more strange, but now it happens so many times. It makes sense to me that if a body is in the ocean and decomposes, you end up with a shoe that floats and an ankle where it would disconnect from the tibia and fibula. That is what they're finding on the beaches. So the most recent one, like the whole bone up to, you know, the knee almost, was still in the shoe. I saw a photo of it. It is a weird thing. So he's talking about it like, yeah, well, you know, what's weird about this? But I'm still feeling like this is very weird.
So he's basically saying people lost at sea or go overboard. This is what would be left. So
I guess so, yeah.
I guess we wouldn't be that stunned if you said 13 people had been washed overboard.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
But what are your theories? What do you think's going on?
Well, I am going to just work through the case here. Let's go through this in order. In 2007, Canadians started to get, this caught their imagination. Why are all these feet started washing up on the beach? By 2008, 5 feet had been retrieved just in this one part of the coast. It's between Vancouver and Washington State. The 12th foot was discovered on February 2016, a right foot in a black and blue New Balance sneaker. And the shoes are always in better condition than the feet for some reason. Locals started to think maybe there was a plane crash or like a boat sunk. And, you know, like you suggested, a group of people went in the ocean and now the bits are just washing up. Every time one turns up, police do DNA samples, blah, blah, blah. They have worked out that 8 of the 12 feet found belong to 6 people. So, you know, like, yeah, do the maths on that.
It's not 8 people, it's
6 people. 8 of the 12 feet belong to 6 people. So, I don't know. You know, they found a couple of feet from this one guy and another random. They say that none died by foul play, but, I mean, is not falling off a boat foul play? Like,
you really do, you have to know the condition. Well, I guess any sort of out in the ocean is pretty rough everywhere. But I reckon foul play.
They have a king tide. Unusually high tides cause coastal flooding, and this is when it happens. And I have heard of king tides in Adelaide.
Yeah, we've had a few recently.
Have we?
Last couple of years, Semaphore, I think, was a bit under, or not Semaphore, what's Outer Harbour and things like that were under threat with water gushing through with the king tide.
You hear stories of the Birkenhead Tavern getting flooded when there's a king tide, and it makes me think, what stuff do they find? Maybe we don't have them as regularly as Canada, but gosh, next king tide that is happening.
No feet.
Let's get out there and Birkenhead. Start scouring
for feet.
The shoreline.
It couldn't, they're not all New Balance sneakers. It couldn't be a macabre promotion.
Well, some people thought that this is grim. Bit grimmer than our usual topics, but they thought at first, well, maybe like a serial killer has like offloaded a bunch of bodies and now it's all turning up, which sounds like a plot line from the show Dexter, if you ever saw that.
Yes, I was a big fan of Dexter. I used to cut up bodies, put them in a plastic bag, head out to the ocean and pop them into the same spot. So
I guess he's never washed up because he had them all wrapped up. Maybe that was... So, you know, anyway, they've ruled out serial killer, but would have been a pretty slapdash serial killer just offloading, you know, not bundling up the packages, Dexter style.
Yep. While you were talking about it and saying what's my thoughts. I've tried to jot down a few ideas. So, dodgy bungee jumping company. Lost a few feet. Lost a few people. Feet still connected to the bungee.
So they're just left with these. What do we do with these feet still attached to the cord? Okay. Yep. Sounds plausible.
Sharks. Mm-hmm. Are there any sharks up there?
Well, the sharks get through the human snack and think, oh, this shoe. Right. No, yum, but yum, I don't yum, want yum, eat the shoe.
And then, get to the shoe and it's too far.
Yeah.
Gangland, as you said. I'll mention the New Balance. How about some crazy stalker of Kevin Bacon who loves the movie Footloose?
Are you just looking for a way to justify your terrible pun?
Yes.
You've come up with the pun first, and then you've just tried to bolt on some weird theory,
We've been doing this for almost a year, Web Guys. It's just come to you that I'm all about puns and punchlines rather than content and quality.
And that one was so appalling. I actually think it was fantastic. Great. Well done.